News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hello, Pat. Hello. Malmo calling here. Yeah, so far the atmosphere is somewhat overshadowed by the Israeli-Gaza conflict, but that momentum is building. Bambi Thug, obviously non-binary, half Swedish, half Macroom. The Blue Witch is taking Malmo by storm and recovering from a hospitalization after eating some shellfish. Ireland's entry, Bambi Thug, is aware of the protests back home and calls for RTE to boycott the song contest over Israelis' involvement in Gaza. But we were asked not to ask any political questions, Pat. We start by talking about being a witch.
Yes, I practice witchcraft. I haven't actually had my own altar in about 2 years because I've been couch surfing, so I haven't had a space, so I really miss that. No, I wasn't expecting it to be so intense and so hurtful at times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think I was expecting to get hate regardless, because if you unfortunately are queer in the world, it just comes on a day to day, whether you're in the spotlight or not. And so to say I'm used to hate is probably correct, but also, you know, I hear people, I feel for people, I am one person, and what I do have is also a lot of support, and I have a beautiful queer family around me here, so, and Eurovision's like the Gay Olympics, so I feel very safe here.
And Bambi, you know, you mentioned, you know, the future and I suppose the past, and, you know, you say about how the couch surfing, do you think after this we will be able to perhaps get off the couch surfing into a proper bed?
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love my own room. That would be amazing. Hopefully, definitely. You know, I feel like that's a lot of viewers. Yeah, I don't know. I hope something will change.
Crown the witch and give you a bed.
Crown the witch, give a bed.
Give the witch a bed.
It's a massive platform. Why not take the chance on your art? You know, obviously, things are changing. They've sent me now. Okay, it's open. Yeah, and I think, you know, Ireland definitely needs more nurturing of artists in their development and giving them the resources. But what Ireland has is incredible lyricism and incredible imagination. And there's just something in the water, you know? So go for it.
Bambi Thug there. Henry, you met other acts too?
Yeah, Holland, we played in with Holland there. Joost Klein. Both his parents died when he was young. A sad backstory. For him, it's a dream come true, a celebration.
I'm not focused on winning. I'm focused on chasing my dreams. And my dream was to be on the stage, and I already rehearsed two or three times on the stage. So the dream come true. Now, we're here with a message. We're not just making jokes. We're very good at jokes, if I have to admit that. But It's a real story with real emotion. I think that's something new that we bring to the stage. When I was younger, I promised my parents that one day I will go to Eurovision. But unfortunately, they passed away when I was around 12 years old. So it's an ode to my dad, an ode to my mom. My dad taught me about the promise of Europe, thinking freely, you know? In Dutch we have borders and boundaries is the same word. I mean no boundaries. Think limitless. My name is small, but my dream is big.
And you are something really quite special. You are a favourite. Europapa, I'm pronouncing it wrong. How do you say it?
Europapa.
Europapa. Can you sing a little bit for us? And the fact that Europe is quite divided this year, are you bringing Europe together and...
That's why I can do the intro for you. Europe! Let's come together!
And that's Joost Klein representing Holland with the Europapa. Henry, you mentioned Israel overshadowing everything, and you actually met an Israeli journalist on the black carpet. Did he feel shunned?
Yeah, black carpet, not for Doomsday Blue. I'm not sure why it was black. Very unusual. And yet, Nathan Storello, from Now 14, a TV channel based in Israel. He kicks up on how Israel is being treated, not only on the black carpet, but in the song contest.
Well, I think that especially in the Eurovision, United by Music, we are separating politics and the music, and I think that it's not being done here. You know, I came here to work and to ask the artist question about music. Besides Tali from Luxembourg and Masti from Belgium, and Tali is Israeli, none of the artists agreed to answer our questions, and we didn't mean to ask any political questions.
What were your questions?
We wanted to ask them about how do they feel regarding
their song.
Just
normal questions.
Just normal questions.
And so you're saying some artists didn't want to be interviewed by an Israeli journalist.
I was here with the flag, you know. I don't want to mislead anybody. And I showed them the flag, asked them to come and interview, and they just ignored us. It feels not good because criticism is very important. We are living in a democratic world, and criticism, especially towards countries and politicians, is very much okay. You don't have to agree with anyone. But when you cannot tell the difference between politicians and citizens, you are doing the exact things that you are preaching against. You are hurting civilians. There are hundreds of Israeli Eurofans in here that are afraid to walk on the streets. You want to criticize the government, you want to criticize the army, it's your right. You can do it. But don't boycott, don't ignore people like me. You don't want to harm me. I'm not in the army, I'm not a politician. The Israeli people are not in the army, they are not politicians, and it's not okay to boycott them. It's not okay to make them feel that they are not welcome. We got an official warning from the Israeli authorities that if we don't have to come here, don't go. It's one level before leave the country immediately, because they got information about potential attacks against Israelis, against Jewish people. And for me, it's a disaster. It shouldn't happen.
That's Nathan Storello from Now 14, which is a TV channel in Israel. By the way, Israel have just shut down Al Jazeera in Israel, which is, they say it's some sort of fifth column, but it does seem like censorship to the rest of us. Henry, though, do you think music, can it unite us?
Yeah, Pat, that's the slogan this year, United by Music, but it's very much the opposite. I got to meet the youngest acts this year. They're fresh, they're new, just 17. Here is Celia Kapsis. She's representing Cyprus, but she's actually Australian. Obviously, there's a huge Australian Cypriot population. And she sings a brilliant song called Liar. But she's actually telling the truth here. And she starts by talking about Bambi Thug.
Bambi, they are incredible. And it's so cool, like the camera angles and the way that it's been shot. It's like really cool. Really, 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 really cool. And they are such a nice person as well. Like, I talk to them whenever I can see them. We have the chance to have a chat. They're great, yeah.
Nice outfit.
Thank you. All denim. Giving Britney vibes,
wow.
Yeah.
And it's very kind of 90s. Tell us about the outfit.
It is. We're all very young. We're teens. So it's giving fresh. It's giving vibes. I don't know what else to say. I think it's just like a cool, like, kind of group fit.
And what is your message to Europe?
Oh, I just want to say, hope you obviously all enjoy the Eurovision Song Contest, but I love how we are all so, you know, connected and we're so united around Europe and through different cultures, and that's why, you know, Eurovision included Music Unites.
And could we be more united? Obviously, this year is quite politically charged with the Israel question.
Well, look, I just think that all countries should be united. This is what Eurovision is about. It's about, you know, uniting countries again, cultures, becoming a family, because that's what we are. Europe is a little fair, like a little family, a big family, huge family. But yeah, that's what it's about, for sure.
Celia Kapsis, representing Cyprus, but from Australia. Ed has been on. He says, chances are that Sweden will pass out Ireland and win again for the eighth time this year, which will neatly coincide with the 50th anniversary of ABBA's win with Waterloo in Brighton in 1974. Henry, any more unusual acts this year?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned ABBA. I mean, I got to hear a bit of ABBA just in the shop. And, oh my God, ABBA in Sweden is just, hearing them is amazing. And they might come to the final. There is rumour. But there are some unusual acts. You're right. Another one to beat tonight. This one will be right up against Ireland. It's Windows 95, the software. I know that's confusing. They're from Finland. And they basically create this crazy egg out of denim up on the stage. Anyway, this act starts by pulling his shorts down right in front of me.
So Windows 95, for the listeners at home, you just showed us your cod piece. We would call it a cod piece in Ireland. You know the phrase cod piece? It basically covers up your cod or your member.
Yeah.
Tell us about your country. Tell us about No Rules. Tell us about Windows 95.
It's all about me. It's like my lifestyle, and I use No Rules in my everyday life and with my art. I do also paintings, and it just was really natural way to go to Eurovision. And this is my first song ever, so it was perfect title for first song, No Rules.
And you are one of the favorites. How does it feel to be a favorite? And do you want to say hello to anyone back home?
I actually love our country, Finland, because they can be really boring and shy, but inside of all the Finnish people is this kind of No Rules craziness what we
are. I mean, last year we had Cha-Cha-Cha, this year we have No Rules, we have Windows 95, and I remember when Windows 95 was launched, and it did change everything for us.
Yeah.
It really did, and I'm guessing you're a little bit young.
Yeah, and it was like, still remember when we had this Windows 3.1.1, and then Windows 95 came. My dad is a coder, so we had like plenty of computers at home, and it was just a wonderful moment. It's amazing, amazing.
And I know you've got to go, but can you sing for us?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with the way I look? Is there something wrong with who I am? If I'm not alright, tell me, why do I feel so beautiful tonight? No rules!
That reminds me of Jedward. Anyway, that's the entry from Finland. And Henry McKean in Malmo is reporting for us right throughout the day. Ireland perform in the first Eurovision Song Contest semi-final. And that's happening tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. We are in slot number 7.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.